BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here it is, Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. No Chris again today, but I've roped in Greg James today. Second time in a week because he loves it. I think part of what swayed Greg's decision to come in and do it today was that we've got the absolute legend that is Tom Kerridge. You know Tom Kerridge.
All this needs now is a proper helping of filling.
Don't be shy. Get it all in. There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie.
He's always getting his clips played on Inuit Bingo, but today he's actually playing the game.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.
Tell you what, since we mentioned it yesterday, I've had so many student campaign videos being sent to me on email. You know these little parody songs that people do so that they can be president or sports or welfare officer at their student union? Big Ben sent one to us yesterday.
Please let him in, please let him see, be the good press, we all know he will.
Running for president.
Reveal, don't conceal, please let them know. Well, now they'll know. They're for press. He can't hold it back anymore.
Yeah, you get the idea. There's been so many to Uptown Funk as well. And loads of people that are running for president or some kind of officer at their student union have been in touch, sending them in. I've got some more for you after half two. Inuendo Bingo with Tom Kerridge is incoming at 1:45. If you've not watched it, make this the first time today on the Radio 1 website, even on your phone.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Liz, who is currently prepping a poem in her campaign to be head girl at college while eating porridge, getting ready for Inuendo Bingo. Catherine is at university, really wishes she could watch one today because she loves Tom Kerridge. You can catch up later. We'll get a video on YouTube. Greg says, Bradley Walsh, please, off of The Chase on Inuendo Bingo. That would be quite a good one. We'll put a bid in. And Sarah says, I'm missing watching live Inuendo Bingo today, cause job interview. You can catch up later on YouTube. Loads of people are watching, though. Greg James, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You all right?
I'm very well. I'm really excited. I love Tom Kerridge.
I mean,
he's a lovely man.
Chris is quite upset that he's missing this one today. He texts me going, oh, God, I can't be there.
I bet he is. Well, I'm happy to be back. I feel
Thank
like
you.
It's a little, maybe, you know, a little bit overkill.
No, it's
but
fine.
I love doing it, and I'm excited for Tom Kerridge.
You are like super sub.
Last week was really fun. The chaos of last week's is going to be hard to beat, but I'm ready.
Also, now that you are kind of the bloke in charge, and Tom's never played it before.
Oh, am I playing the role of...
You're kind of stuck.
Kind of,
yeah, you are. So you need to... don't hold back is what I'm saying.
Oh, I won't.
All right? Yeah. But you kind of need to instigate how much it's going to be.
Don't you worry.
Because if you go a little bit, then he'll only go a little bit. If you go full out full force, then he'll feel the need to as well.
Look, it's big boots to fill.
I can leave it with you.
And if Stark's listening, don't worry. I won't mess this up. I will do you proud.
And you appear to be in a pig onesie today, please. What's that about?
I've just got loads of stuff to do later and I didn't want to wear my actual clothes.
So Where did you find that?
Well, you know, there's that... It's basically a wacky cupboard at Radio 1.
Yeah, there is.
It's just a wacky cupboard of costumes and props.
You're in there a lot.
Just finding out the latest pranks.
Yeah.
But I just found a pig onesie, so that's what I've opted for today.
So, a vision in pink, Greg James, as a pig, playing against Tom Kerridge in the next 10 minutes on Inuendo Bingo. Tom's here and ready to go.
I thought I'd wear... And also the pig kind of works because he likes a bit of pork.
He does, doesn't he?
He loves a bit of pork, doesn't he?
You'll be able to watch all this in a minute on the Radio 1 website. I'll tell you when to put it on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1. I get the impression that a lot of people are going to watch this Inuendo Bingo today. It's just got a lot of heat on the internet at the moment. Tom Kerridge, it's an honour. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Chief. How are you?
I'm all right. It's really nice to meet you.
You too.
You have been on Inuendo Bingo a lot in some of the clips from your TV shows.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, you've been on Proper Pub Food. That's been on a few times on Bingo.
Yeah.
Best Dishes.
Yeah.
They've all been on at some point. You feature quite regularly. So I thought it was only right that we had you in playing the game. So thanks very much for doing it.
It's an honour. It's a pleasure. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay. You do know that it gets quite wet.
I do, yeah. I kind of looking behind me and there's lots of plastic everywhere. It looks like that scene in Snatch when they're about to murder someone and it's just like like covered the whole room in plastic. It has made me a little nervous. I hope it is only water.
It is water. We were going to get gravy, but then they said it wasn't allowed. Because, you know, put it on a pie, don't you?
Yeah, gravy would have been good.
You're playing against Greg today. Now, normally, there's a guy called Chris Starr who's not here today. He texted me earlier, gutted that he's missing out on a chance to get wet with you. He's your biggest fan.
Although Greg is here in a full-on pink onesie, which I quite like.
It's a pig.
Put the hood up for us. And you can't see this on the radio. You'll be able to see it in a minute on the website.
It's a little snout there. It's a pig onesie.
It is.
I like that.
It's sort of food-related for you.
It is, yeah. I like a bit of pork.
I know.
I told you like a bit of pork. So in many ways, you're sort of, when you're sort of innuendo bingo, so you're going to be basting me.
kind of, yes. If you want to put it like that.
With spittle.
So if you're watching, let us know on 81199. Dan in Norwich is well up for it. You're his favourite, Tom.
Thanks, Dan.
Alex has been on. And Connor from Stoke and Church. And Eloise in Wales, chilling with my dog, ready for innuendo bingo.
Yeah.
And that's our actual dog. So in a minute, I will tell you to go to the Radio 1 website. In two songs' time, we're going to do this. And then you'll be able to see us playing innuendo bingo live with Tom Kerridge. Also, some of your own show may feature in today's innuendo bingo, just saying. Some of the things you may have said before on the show.
That's great. I hate the sound of my own voice, so it sounds like a pirate. I have to
be like a pirate. So, you'll be able to watch in a minute. Lance, if we'll get you in the innuendo bingo chairs, and I'll tell you when to put on the website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
40 seconds to innuendo bingo. Get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get to the Radio 1 website. On your tablet, computer, or phone now. Greg James is wiggling his pigtail at me. Yes, you've even got a tail on that one, Zimidol.
I'm ready. Are you ready, Tom?
I am ready. I am a little disconcerted about that pink onesie.
Don't worry about it, Tom. It's all fine. Tom Kerridge, Chef Tom Kerridge, is on Innuendo Bingo today. Wow, I've been waiting for this for a while. It's going to be a good one. Get online now. You can watch it on your tablet, phone, or computer. Let's go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This is your first time of watching today. Welcome to the world of Innuendo Bingo on the Radio 1 website. It's so much better when you watch. Henry in Bristol's watching. Liam in his truck in Manchester. Adrian, who is watching at work. Vicky and Hattie in Perth. Just took a massive detour to get home so they could listen to Innuendo Bingo. Watch it on your phone as well. And Craig in Dunfermline. Greg James is in a pink onesie opposite Tom Kerridge in just a kind of normal hoodie. What's that on your hoodie, though, please?
That's a French bulldog.
Good, of course it is. I knew that.
Okay. Oh, I've spotted something. That is a very expensive watch. I would remove that.
Well, it says it's waterproof to 300 metres.
Shall I test it?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to keep it on. Wow. The jeopardy today.
Yeah.
Give this a watch if you can. Maybe when you're on lunch break at the moment, just go to Radio 1 on your phone and you'll find it. You can watch Innuendo Bingo happening live with Tom Kerridge. Right, okay. First up, water, please. A big sip of it. Not even a sip, a massive gulp. Good luck, Greg. You know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Tom. First one is from someone called Tom Kerridge on Saturday Kitchen. Now, Tom, you'll have to tell me what was going on after we hear the clip.
Mm-hmm.
By the sounds of it, you did get a little bit distracted on the job here.
Once they're nicely coated, tip the nuts into a baking tray.
Spread them all out.
Then it's into the oven for about 15 minutes till they're lovely and toasty. But give your nuts a quick stir from time to time to make sure they're not burning.
And we're off. It sounds painful. What's happening? What's happening there?
Well, you have to stir your nuts because otherwise, if you don't stir them, they coat too much on one side.
No one wants that.
Great advice for the lads there.
Yeah. And we're
off. You must know what you're saying, right? You must know. Yeah, I've always wanted to ask the chefs this.
Well, as you're saying it, like chefs, we spend a lot of time with toilet humour. And there's a lot of food innuendo. I mean,
yeah, there is.
But give your nuts a quick stir from time to time to make sure they're not burning.
Let us know if you're watching today. 81199 is my text. Okay, onto another food show now as we take more water.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a wet one, lads. It's A Taste of Britain and Janet Street Porter. What is it about these cooking shows that makes people just not able to keep their mind on the task in hand? Janet.
You OK with that? You just do a bit of stirring? Yeah, OK, anyone up for a bit of knob tossing?
Oh, and we're off. Janet Street Porter there on a Taste of Britain.
I've not heard that one before.
Thanks, great. Janet.
Just okay, anyone up for a bit of knob tossing?
Annie and Dave sent that one in. You're right there, Tom. You're pretty wet now, aren't you, eh?
Yeah. I'm quite unscathed. Come
at
on.
At the moment, get him back, Tom. Yeah. That's it. Loads of water in the mouth. Now we're going over to BBC Newcastle, and this show is called Alfie and Charlie at Breakfast. Tom.
That's not one.
Tom, what's funny about that?
I'm sorry, I was still thinking of Janet Street Porter.
This one you mean.
OK, anyone up for a bit of knob tossing?
Yeah, OK, well, take your mind off that and on to BBC Newcastle. Water, please.
It's gone.
He loves it. And it's Alfie and Charlie at Breakfast. And we start with a clip from Ed Balls off of Labour. Come on, lads.
You know exactly what you're doing, Mills.
I don't. It is Ed Balls. What am I supposed to do? Change his name? Okay. Water. Ed Balls off of Labour, who is talking about the controversial topic of cash-in-hand work. You ready? This is most unfortunate.
But I think the sensible thing for anybody is to make sure you've got a record of it and you've done things properly.
Well, Ian Duncan Smith, the Conservative Work and Pensions Secretary, says he'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
Yes! Well, that's gone wrong, hasn't it? Cash in hand, that's what it is.
He'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
Thank you, Anthony, for sending that one in. Well spotted.
Great spot.
Stephen in Stockport says, I am loving Inyo Domingo today. Right in the face, Greg. Sophie in Bristol can't stop lolling at Tom and Greg. Watch online now. Okay, so over to EastEnders. And it's the Zoe Ball behind the scenes show. Don't know whether you saw that the other night, the backstage one. Yes, Greg? Mm. What? Did you see it? They were backstage in EastEnders. Which in itself is not that hilarious.
No, I was just trying. I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about Pam St. Clement again.
What? Her book, The End of an Earring? That's the name of Pat Butcher's autobiography.
It's caused the chaos last week. Couldn't quite get over the fact that Pat Butcher's book is called End of an Earring.
Still loves it.
I searched on Instagram for about half an hour for pictures from her book signing.
You did, and you sent them to me. You sent me pictures going, let's go to one. All right, OK, so Zoe Ball's behind the scenes at EastEnders during Live Week last week. You know what live TV can be like. Sometimes the cameras cut to you when you're not ready and you really don't want to be live on screen. Listen to this.
It's going to take them a minute and a half to get me from Studio A all the way over to the lot. Well, I tell you what, if it's worked, you wouldn't have noticed anything.
Oh, my goodness me, I'm coming down Ian Beale's stairs.
Zoe? Just get too excited sometimes, don't you? Zoe Ball there.
I'm coming down Ian Beale's stairs.
Love you, Zoe. It's from Ashley who sent this one. Now, from now on, Tom, in your honour, it's a food clips only bingo special from now.
Yes.
Only
should
food.
Be good at this. I won't laugh.
Now, this is one of my favourites. I don't know where I can keep it together for this one. There's a really shocking incident for a contestant on Come Dine With Me. Now, I've never heard of this happening to a woman before when preparing for a date. Maybe you have. If you have, let us know.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage. Oh, flying out.
Oh, Tom, you are most wet now. Wow. Never heard of that before.
Flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
Got to feel sorry for her, haven't you?
Very. She needs to rinse it.
OK, I'll pass that on. Michael in Gloucestershire says, this is amazing, a great break from revision.
Oh, God.
Laura in Norwich says, it's the first time watching today. This is amazing. I know.
Wow.
Okay. More water, please, with Tom Carriage on Innuendo Bingo. Everyone's getting a soak in today. Mm. We're going over now to BBC Asian Network. Now, I have got no idea what's going on here. Tom may be able to help us out afterwards, but have a listen, see what you think.
And making our very own Rodney sound effects. Oh, that sound.
Hand movement, then you know it's like Rodney's coming now.
Shh. Do that again, do that again. What's that? Is that Rodney? Is that Rodney there?
What are they doing? What are they doing?
Please keep it clean. Any idea what happened there?
He's
making a rotten
bread.
Indian kind of flatbread.
Yeah, Indian flatbread.
Right, that's what I thought. I just wanted to check with you, Tom, because you know.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Uh-huh. So, all happening there on the Asian Network.
Do that again. Do that again.
Thank you, Roshan. Thank you, Auntie, for that clip. And now, more water, please.
Ludicrous. How's the watch? Is the watch all right?
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
Just.
And making our very own Rodney sound effects. Oh, that sound.
Hand movement, then you know it's like Rodney's coming now.
Yeah, you know that. Now, back over to Tom Carriage. Water, please.
Your own worst enemy, Tom, here, in the situation.
Now, Tom, I'm right in saying you can just go, because I know you're full of water. You do get to go to some quite special places for your shows, don't you? I have never been to anywhere like this.
My butcher Andy's going to break it down and give me his top picks.
Thanks for letting me into your secret meat cavern.
Absolute pleasure, Tom.
Wow. That was very kind of you. To let you in, wasn't it?
What was it like in there?
Yeah, Andy's got a lovely meat cavern.
Thanks for letting me into your secret meat cavern.
It's packed.
And now, we're going over to Gokwan. Water, please.
Okay. Thanks for saying the name before I put water in my mouth.
Okay. Now, if you remember, Gok had a cooking show. Is that just because it rhymes with wok? I think it is. Was it called Gok's Wok? Was it Gok's Wok? I'm sure it was. Anyway, it's an all-time classic from Gokwan. And I think you'll find, while cooking, some top advice for all of us here.
If you haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair, you've not really enjoyed it properly.
Thanks, Gok.
All over your face and in your hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rules. We should all live by those rules, really.
Now, those are supposed to be the end of the clips, but I bet you want your favourite one, don't you, Greg?
Well, I mean, you know, there's always time for one more.
Do we
need then.
More
water? Yeah, I think you do need more water.
Don't do the voice.
I'm sorry, I'm enjoying this.
We talked about you last week, actually. Because everyone on Broadchurch sounds like you.
They do.
Can you just say, I can't believe he killed Danny?
I can't believe he killed Danny!
Anyway.
Okay, so now we're going over to Greg's all-time favourite Innuendo Bingo clip. And we're joining Del Winton over at... Del Winton at National Lottery HQ. Are you ready? Here we go.
Horseradish sauce is traditionally served with which roast meat?
I love it too.
Thinking all this, pretty sure it's beef.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to plump for beef.
Would you like me to take beef as your answer?
Yes, please do.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Of course you are, Dale. Do you want the other one as well while we're at it? Yeah, you do.
One more for luck.
Uh-huh. Del Winton, National Lottery live draws. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, Tom. Get him good.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Hang on. Let's try and get through the whole clip. Del Winton.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
I'm out.
And that, everybody, was Tom Carriage, Innuendo Bingo. What a brilliant, brilliant one today.
I accept beef.
I'm looking for beef. If you missed watching it live, you'll be able to watch it later. We'll get a video there for you on the Radio 1 YouTube. Tom, it feels to me like you enjoyed it very much.
Oh, mate, I love it. Can I do it every week?
Oh, like, seriously, come back again, because everyone would love that. Thanks so much, Tom.
No worries.
Thank you.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, Radio 1, playing Disciples They Don't Know.
BBC
Radio 1.
Also in there, Bombay Bicycle Club, Avicii, and brand new Rihanna music called Towards the Sun, which is the first track from this new movie, which she is a voice in. She plays a teenage girl in this DreamWorks animation called Home. Quite exciting that Radio 1 actually beat the internet. No searches on the Rihanna track online with like 30 seconds into playing it, which hasn't happened, I don't think, in a very long time, if at all. Luke, his reaction is, I was expecting something a bit more upbeat. It's better than that one with Paul McCartney and Kanye West, says Tom. James says, I love it, even though the chorus to the new Rihanna song sounds like she's trying to brainwash us. Stacey says, I love new Rihanna, hypnotic. James is loving it. Sean just tried to Shazam it, even Shazam didn't know what it was. And Amy just asked Siri what it was. It says, I can't seem to recognise this song. As soon as I got it, you got it. Rihanna, Towards the Sun, you hear it again on Greg's show later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio
1.
Pictures are still there for everyone to see in the whole world of us watching 50 Shades with Vanessa Feltz. That happened last week. God, it seems like so much longer ago. And then Chris bailed on me, like, well, when the first saucy bit happened, really. Ellie Goulding, the UK's official number one. Love me like you do. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Jamie Redmayne.
Who?
Jamie Redmayne.
Do you mean Eddie Redmayne?
No, definitely Jamie.
Right. How can I help?
So, I woke up the other day and my girlfriend and I were watching Breakfast News. We noticed that Eddie Redmayne had won an Oscar the night before.
Yes.
She then said that there might be a possibility that I'm related to her. To him, sorry. So we were wondering whether you could help me find out whether I actually am.
Right, okay. So what's your name? Jamie Redmayne.
Jamie Redmayne. R-E-D-M-A-Y-N-E. The same as Eddie Redmayne. R-E-D-M-A-Y-N-E.
So spelt the same?
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a very rare second name. So.
Yeah. Why are you suddenly so interested in finding out whether you're related?
Well, because there's a potential that there's an Oscar winner in my family.
And what first attracted you to multimillionaire Oscar winning on the front page of every paper today, Eddie Redmayne?
Well, obviously, I think we could be related.
Mm. Are you after money?
No. I think just the fact that I'd be able to say in the pub to be mates, obviously, me and Eddie Redmayne, related, Oscar winner. That is potentially one of the funniest things I could see in the pub.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from a little place called Bolton, just outside of Sunderland. Obviously, you might think I'm a bit of a Geordie. I know he's from Cambridge.
I mean, but it is quite a rare surname, isn't it?
Yeah. We found out that he might have a granddad called Richard Redmayne. I might have a granddad called Thomas Redmayne, and that they might be brothers. Then technically, I'm actually blood related.
All right, okay, so you've already been doing some of your own who do you think you are research?
Well, kind of. My girlfriend has, because she likes like looking into family history and stuff like that. And obviously, this is how the whole conversation started, that we might actually be related.
I found the theme tune now, so. And when did your girlfriend start looking up the family history of the Redmaynes? Yesterday
morning.
Right, okay, be honest with me. Had you heard of Eddie Redmayne before yesterday?
A bit. A little bit.
Don't lie to me. Had you heard of him?
Not really.
So now that he's won an Oscar, you're all over it. Before, not bothered.
Well, yeah, obviously. If there's only going to be about six Redmaynes in the whole country, isn't there? And I'm one of them, and he's probably the other one. There's only another four.
Are you secretly hoping that you are related to man of the moment, Eddie Redmayne? I mean, because you sound so similar. Here's a clip of Eddie.
Just trying to bury all this frenzy of nerves and white noise and try and speak articulately.
Yep, we sound exactly the same.
Same, innit?
Yeah, exactly the same. does this mean, does it even mean Davina McCall's going to get involved?
Oh, all right. So you want not only Eddie Redmayne, you want Davina McCall to be involved now as well?
Well, obviously she's on the programme finding out who people are related to and stuff like that. Yeah. The worst bit about it is that on the family tree side of things is that his size, so I think it's Thomas Redmayne, are like barristers and lawyers and whatever else. And then my side are like, you know, chimney sweepers, coal shufflers, road sweepers. This is the part where it makes us think that we're not related.
So let's assume that Davina McCall's not available.
Right.
Do you want me to be your, like, family tree researcher? Because I will be rubbish at it.
Well, yeah, if you want to.
Although, I'll probably just be Googling it like your girlfriend has.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll find me on Google, but you'll definitely find him.
I'm going to throw this out there to anyone else if they want to do the work. Maybe if you're one of those bored people that fancies looking this up, family tree, they're all going to text in. Right, well, thanks very much. I'll let you know how the research goes, OK?
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
And there we are, everyone. Today's guest on the show, the potential second cousin twice removed of Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne there. All the stars come to this show. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills
Daily. The Brits 2015. Scott Mills here. I really enjoyed it this morning with Ed Sheeran on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Did you hear it? Swifty turned up as well, obviously. And Grimmy asked Ed if he was going to do an Adele at the Brits, i.e. perform a brand new song that he hopes everybody in the actual world will love. And I don't think he was supposed to say it. No, he definitely wasn't supposed to say it, but it did slip out that Ed is going to be doing an Adele and that he will be performing the song he's done with Rudimental called Bloodstream at tomorrow night's Brit. So that's exciting. Something new from Ed Sheeran for us. The Brit Awards are tomorrow night. Radio 1's Greg James and Alice Levine will be there to bring you everything from backstage. It's such a fun show to listen to, that. Everything that's happening on the red carpet, all the stuff that you just don't get to see on TV because they don't have access to it. Like people just hanging around, people coming into the Radio 1 studio for a chat. One of the most fun radio shows of the year to listen to. That's tomorrow from 4 p.m. with Greg backstage at the O2. And tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show, our two Brits competition finalists will be competing live in the studio with Grimmy to win that Brits VIP prize, which includes meeting Ed backstage. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, interesting documentary tonight at 9 o'clock. It's BBC Radio 1 and One Extra Stories. 9 p.m. tonight here on Radio 1. If you miss it, get it on iPlayer. It's called Bye Bye Boobs, and it's about Clara Hermit, who is a presenter on One Extra. On the 15th of January, she had her breasts removed and reconstructed, and she's kind of been sharing her story on social media and her journey with as many people as possible. When Clara was 9, her mum died of breast cancer, and she carries the gene which says that you're 85%. In your life a chance of getting breast cancer. So she's had her boobs removed, and the whole thing tonight is Clara preparing for, you know, what is something really, really quite scary, a double mastectomy, hearing about her decision to opt for the surgery and everything that goes with it, and also going with her to the hospital on the day. So that's Bye Bye Boobs, Clara Home at 9 p.m. tonight on BBC Radio 1. And on BBC 3, 10 p.m. tonight, Encore. I don't know if you've seen this. It's like the comedy series about an out-of-work musician and his 12-year-old nephew. Very funny in places. Encore, 10 p.m. tonight on BBC 3. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm afraid to say, everybody, that Fat Tuesday is off today because Charlie Slough is ill.
Boo!
What is going on with One Extra at the moment?
Well, we're just dropping like flies, mate.
So Clara Amfo off of the official chart, and One Extra is here to play Real or No Real. You weren't very well on Sunday on the chart.
I wasn't very well. So salute to Greg James and salute to Nick Bright off of One Extra for taking care of me while I had a humongous lip.
What happened with the large lip situation?
Well, basically, I wanted to look really hot for the Brits, so I did a last... No. Apparently, I am allergic to dates and cashews, so yeah.
Who knew?
Never go near those again.
It's kind of gone down swelling-wise.
Yeah. Oh, don't get wrong, I like having full lips, but that was ridiculous.
So Clara's here instead of Charlie. Get well soon, Charlie Sloth. Here are your real or no real facts for today.
Police horses must be called godlike names, such as Hercules, Trojan or Thor. Horses called Brian or Mary have to change their name before they join the force.
So, if you are going to be a police horse, you can't have a boring name like Brian. It's got to be something majestic.
Hercules the horse. Brian the horse.
Now, hang on a second. I have ridden a police horse before. This reminds me of one of my favourite innuendo bingo clips, by the way.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years.
He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
It's a classic. Now, I have been on a police horse before. It was a long time ago at Radio 1. They made me ride one because I said I was scared of them.
Oh, OK, you weren't getting arrested or anything.
They closed off the whole road at the old Radio 1 so I could ride a police horse. And I seem to remember that it was called Hercules. Or maybe I've just made that up. So I am saying that this is actually probably real.
I may have to disagree with you because I think that names like Brian or Chris or Scott even could be very good for a horse because, you know, they're working man's names. Do you know what I mean? And, like, you know, the police are there for the people. So
you're saying no real?
I'm saying no real.
They don't have to have a large, majestic name.
I'm saying no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes! What? I knew it. I knew that police horse that I rode was called Hercules. It is true. Last week there was a scandal in Berkshire when the police insisted on changing a horse called Brian's name to Hercules. And Brian's all around the local area on Twitter kicked off properly.
Saying, love that.
What's wrong with the name Brian for a horse?
Well, I never.
One to me. And next.
When Charlotte Crosby met her ex, Gary Beadle, on reality TV show X on the Beach, she got so flustered she wet herself.
Have you seen X on the Beach?
I have seen X on the Beach.
Of course you have. Right, here's the thing about Clara Amfo that you might not know. She hosts the official chart on Radio 1 on Sundays, you knew that bit. But she is absolutely obsessed with reality television. There ain't no reality TV show that she hasn't seen.
Pretty
I believe
much.
That.
We watch Mob Wives though, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We're the only ones.
Rita DeVanzo. I love her.
Hello.
Big Ange.
So you are probably one of the, relatively few people that have caught up on X on the Beach recently. So what are you saying about Charlotte Crosby? Got so kind of overexcited about seeing Gaz that she did a little wee.
I'm going to say that's real. Just because Charlotte looks like an excitable person and she looks like the type of person that if she was to wee herself, she'd own the moment. She wouldn't try and deny it. So, yeah, I'm saying that's real.
I'm also saying real because it's Charlotte Crosby.
That one is real.
Love her.
Bingo.
So this is on the show on MTV tonight. Charlotte was supposed to look all sexy coming out the sea in a wetsuit, but got caught short at the vital moment. Oh, she weed in the sea. And next...
The houses on the set of Coronation Street are actually only three quarters real life size to save on money.
What?
I'm just trying to work out how this would work. Surely they would have to stand the actors closer if the sets were small?
That's true, but then, yeah. I'd know, but you think a show that big would have a huge budget, so the places would be real, but then it's TV, isn't it?
Going on what I've seen on EastEnders, which are real life houses, I'm saying that can't be... True, Coronation Street must also have real-life houses, so no real.
Sadly, I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
It is no real, but the sets on Coronation Street were three-quarter size until 1982.
Well, all right.
They ran out of money to make them full size. So this is what I just said. So they made them smaller and stood the actors closer so you couldn't tell.
Amazing.
But now they're real life. And at the end of that round of real or no real, I got... 30 points and you got 10.
Well,
we kept score today, which we didn't do yesterday, rendering the whole thing quite literally pointless.
I'm a happy loser. It's all good.
Back on the chart on Sunday?
I sure am.
And I'll see you on Wednesday and at the Brits.
Yes.
Twice in one day,
Ampo. Indeed. Chart updating and Brits observing.
See you there.
Bye.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Hit subscribe on this podcast and you'll get it for free every day. Or listen to us live tomorrow, 1 p.m., BBC Radio 1. Scotland, BBC Radio 1.